The U.S. has made it through gas shortages and the credit crunch. Now, tech industry insiders are warning that the country is headed for a critical shortage of computer programmers. NPR's Steve Henn reports that a new nonprofit is launching this week, backed by some big tech names, hoping to close the gap by getting kids excited about coding.
Since 2004, the number of U.S. students graduating from college with computer science degrees has fallen by roughly 30%. Hattie Partovia is a tech entrepreneur who also invested in Facebook. He says if graduation rates plateau at this level, over the next decade, something like
1 million more jobs are going to be created than there are students graduating from our colleges studying to fill those jobs.
And you don't have to take Partovia's word for it. His numbers are based on Commerce Department projections.
And these are among the highest paying jobs in the country. If you add up all those jobs, it adds up to about $500 billion worth of salaries and economic value for our country.
So Partovi helped found Code.org. The group's first goal is to get more kids, all kinds of kids, excited about coding as a possible career.
Great coders are today's rock stars.
It's enlisted celebrities like Will.i.am. The group launched a website to help kids find programming classes in their own neighborhoods. And they produced a movie to help explain what coders actually do. Turns out most programmers don't work for tech companies. If you want to write songs, cure cancer, or build race cars, coding helps. Leslie Chilcott made the film.
I tried to interview a lot of people that would break the myth of the stereotype that still exists of the nerd programmer in a dark corner with pizza boxes piled up and crushed soda cans, you know, coding for 36 hours without a break, and all of these things that just aren't really true anymore.
Still, Code.org has some high-profile geeks as backers. In the film, guys like Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates talk about how they started programming.
The best early thing was actually using software to decide when the classes in my school would meet, and that put me in a position to decide which girls were in my class.
But lots of folks in this film don't fit into this nerdy boy genius stereotype.
You don't have to be a genius to code. Do you have to be a genius to read?
Bronwyn Grimes designs video games at Valve. And then there's Chris Bosch from the Miami Heat. He majored in computer science.
When I was in school, I was in this after-school group called the Whiz Kids. And when people found out, they laughed at me and, you know, all these things. And I'm like, man, I don't care. I think it's cool. And, you know, I'm learning a lot. And some of my friends have jobs.
But Code.org found most school districts don't even teach computer science. Hattie Partovi hopes his group will change that, and he's convinced that in the 21st century, learning code will become as useful and, frankly, as necessary as learning to read. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.